This is Capital Access, your on-ramp for news and insight from the Louisiana Statehouse. I'm Sue Lincoln. They're called legacy lawsuits when property owners sue oil and gas companies for environmental damage done in decades past. Thursday, Louisiana's House spent hours hearing and ultimately approving two bills dealing with legacy lawsuits.
When we get to court, we know there's an issue.
Chalmette Representative Ray Garofalo's bill would let parties on either side ask the Department of Natural Resources to come up with a remediation plan.
Any of the parties can say, DNR, please develop this plan. And by the way, here's a check for $100,000 to fund the development of the plan.
The court and the parties could then decide whether to go with the plan or continue with the suit. In contrast, Senator Robert Adley's bill slows the court cases. It requires DNR remediation plans be in place for the suits to advance. That could delay the levee board lawsuit and lawsuits over the Bayou Corn sinkhole because, as Garofalo said,
DNR does not have the money to go and develop a plan to clean it up.
The Adley version was developed with input from the Louisiana Oil and Gas Association. Marrero Representative Patrick Connick opposed the bill.
I think this bill protects big oil, personally. And why are we treating big oil differently from anybody else who causes harm and damage to somebody's property?
For Capital Access, I'm Sue Lincoln.
Capital Access is produced by WRKF and made possible by Southern Strategy Group Governmental Relations in Baton Rouge, Louisiana Farm Bureau Federation supporting Louisiana agriculture, and ExxonMobil Baton Rouge.